about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
This is Jim.
Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot, a show that I am recording early this week. We are going, my family and I are going camping for the first time this year. Really excited. They're already up there. I'm leaving tomorrow, so this show is actually being recorded on a Wednesday. So no prep time for this week's show, so we are going to go over news reports, paranormal, COVID, political. We're going to talk everything, anything that you guys want to talk about. But I wanted to start this show by saying how amazing all of you are. Honestly, you guys blew it out of the park this week. First off, I got to tell you, I am severely in just absolutely touched by the amount of prayers that have been sent to my wife. And I'm telling you, I truly believe in the power of prayer, and you guys are helping out. Prior to last week's show, my wife was not feeling well, and you could definitely see that she was struggling, and I didn't even tell her. She doesn't want a lot of people to know what's going on, but I'm a firm believer in the power of prayer, and I announced to the world, essentially, that, you know, we need prayers, and you guys came through. Honestly, it's Wednesday, and I've had well into the hundreds and hundreds of emails just saying, sending out prayers, best wishes to your wife, we're thinking of her, we're praying for her. I the first 100 of them, I was able to send a pretty detailed email. I mean, literally, I'd get out of work and just email, and just thank you. But they just kept coming hot and heavy, and I haven't got through them all. It got to the point where I had to just say, hey, thanks. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers. I truly appreciate it. If you got one of those emails or you haven't got your email yet, trust me, it's not because I don't care. It's just there were so, so many. And I've got to tell you, this past week, there has been a noticeable change in the way Michelle is feeling. And I can only attribute it to the fact that thousands of you, even if you didn't email me, I know there are a lot of you that are praying for her and you're not letting me know. Thousands and thousands of people who have no idea who my wife is are taking it upon themselves to pray for her health and pray for our family. That is, I can't even think of the word. It's uplifting. I'm flabbergasted. That's the only word I can use is flabbergasted. I'm in awe. I was hoping to get a couple prayer requests for just to get the ball rolling, but you guys came through in spades. And listen, I'm not saying we're out of the woods. I know what is going on here, and I know things are kind of tough right now, but she's able. She went up today to go camping. This is what she loves. I talked to her on the way home from work. She is absolutely enjoying herself because she's with friends. You know, we plan on going, well, where I'm going is Sterling Standish area, Michigan, just above the Thumb, west of the Thumb, I guess you'd say, by just north of Midland, Michigan. And we, every year, for the last couple years, we've been tubing down the Rifle River, and she absolutely loves it. And she was worried about how she was going to feel this week. And you guys, I truly believe in the power of prayer. I really, truly believe in the power of prayer, because she is, I called her up and she's laughing. I asked, how are you feeling? She said, I feel really good. She's not as worried about the therapy. We haven't even gone to her consultation. Monday is when we go to her consultation to find out exactly what they're doing, exactly what's going to happen. I mean, she's not going to feel well. She's going to be nauseous. She's going to be vomiting. She's probably going to lose some hair. And she's going to be very tired. And she is really not looking forward to this, because it's scary. This is, she, you know, we're going next week. And I'm going to have to do an early show next week, because next week, Friday, we're leaving to go to Tequamanon Falls. And she's like, hey, I want to go to the Michigan's Grand Canyon, which I have no idea what that is, but apparently it's pretty cool. I want to go on the Pictured Rock Tour. Are you okay with that? And I'm like, what am I going to say? No. She's like, I really, really want to go on this, because I don't know if I'm ever going to get a chance to go on it again, and I don't want to waste this time. I mean, it's kind of heartbreaking to hear your wife talk like that, but she's a fighter. And with you guys doing what you're doing, she's fighting, and she's got a lot of army behind her, and I beyond any way to acknowledge and thank everybody, I do. I really do. I don't even know the words. I thought I had the words when I got into the show, but I don't, because I'm overwhelmed by the support, by the love, by the outpouring of prayers and good vibes and karma and good thoughts. It's just, it is overwhelming. I guess that's the best word I can use, but in a good way. So for all of you who sent me an email, sent me a message and said, hey, I'm praying for your wife, I just want you to know, even if I haven't got back with you yet, there's a reason. I was overwhelmed. There's not enough time in the day to respond to everybody. I will respond to you. But it's just overwhelming. And I just want to say thank you. And with that said, I also last week asked a question of my listeners. A question about masks. Do you wear one? If you do, yet why do you? If you don't, why don't you? And what is the ratio in your area? Now, I told you in my area, it's about 60% of the people are not wearing masks and 40% are. And this mask mandate in Michigan has been a week now about. It's been enforceable. Well, I guess it would be theoretically, we're on 3 days right now, because theoretically it started Monday. But I'm telling you right now, if I go to the store, I'll walk in, and I just kind of played stupid. As I mentioned, I don't wear a mask. I don't see the need to wear a mask. Everything I read, there's too much hypocrisy. There's too much back and forth. Yes, it's good. No, it's good. Yes, it's good. No, it's good. I get dizzy when I wear them. I get lightheaded. My chest starts to hurt. I don't know why. But, you know, I went ahead and I bought a mask. I bought one of those neck gaiters, I think is what it's called. And you pull it up over your face. It's kind of like a spandex type mask, because what's the point of wearing a mask that makes me feel like shit when it's not going to work anyway? But it's kind of cool. It's got a face of an alien on there. It's got a peace symbol on it. You know, hey, that peace, love, aliens, you know, kind of stuff like that. And I kind of put it around my neck when I walk into a store just to see what happens. When you go to Walmart, when you go to Meijer, you go to Home Depot, they're like, hey, mask up or else you can't come in. Sorry, forgot all about it. Play stupid. I do that at every store, because if I don't have to wear one, I won't. But a lot of these stores, I'm going to tell you, it's about 70% of the stores I go into. I walk up to the counter, I walk in the store, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? Good, how you doing? Nice to see you, come on in. And honestly, it's about 60% of the people in the store are not wearing masks. This is after the mandate. And I got to tell you, again, with the prayer requests, this is probably the most amount of emails I have ever received in a week. It was amazing. Every time I opened up, I had 40, 50 messages, listener, 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 listener. Most were sending their thoughts and prayers to Michelle, and everybody, it seemed like, added on to it. Oh, by the way, this is what I do with masks. I'm just going to read a couple. We'd be here for the next two weeks going through every single one of them. But I received a message from Bobby K. You know who you are, Bobby. He says, I'm wearing a mask now because our North Carolina governor ordered all stores and businesses to not allow anyone to enter without a mask. By the way, I totally agree with you that if you don't want to wear a mask, you shouldn't be forced to wear a mask. Love the show, Tom. Also, here in Raleigh, North Carolina, we have no coinage available in stores. It's exact payment or cards or checks. Then he went on to say, praying for a miraculous healing for your wife. Bobby went on to say that, unfortunately, they lost their son, their 44-year-old son, in 2018 to brain cancer. Apparently, he had it for 16 years. He fought this for 16 years, and they originally only gave him 3 years. You know, that's the hope. You know, a little bit of hope goes a long way. And Bobby, I appreciate it. I appreciate everything that you said there. You know, heartbreaking. I know how hard it must be. Well, I don't know how hard. I can only imagine how hard it would be to lose your son like that. But, you know, I'm learning right now. And this is a life lesson. You just have to take every moment of life and treasure it, because you just don't know when your life is going to be turned upside down. You really don't. Christine also emailed me. She listened to the show, and she heard me say, hey, I'm looking, I got to find a mask that says my governor's an idiot, or this mask is as useless as my governor. She sent me an email. She said, hey, the Etsy store has this mask is as useless like my governor, or my governor is an idiot. She then went on to say, hey, my name is Christine. My family and I live in Northern Nevada and are idiot in charge. Apparently, there's more than one. I thought we were the only place that had an idiot in charge. Apparently, Nevada is the other one. Our idiot in charge mandated masks in public about 3 weeks ago. We have been reluctant wearing ours, but trying to only support small businesses by doing so, which I get. That's why I wear these masks. I like to support our small businesses. That's why I wear a mask in there, because I don't want to get them in trouble, because they're going to get fined. I'm going to get fined. It's a lose-lose on a non-constitutional mandate. But then she says, our so-smart governor, instead of trying to get the 60,000 people who have been approved for unemployment but still have not received any money since the beginning of March paid, he has set up a hotline for people to tattle on their poor businesses who are not complying with this mask crap, and has the damn CDC harassing these businesses for not making customers pull the masks up over their noses. So we disagree with the mask, but refuse to let the governor hurt any more small businesses. Also sending healing prayers for your wife. Thank you, Christine. Perfect. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Now, this is where I jump into the show, because right now, it sounds like in Nevada, their idiot has done what our idiot has done. As I mentioned last show, our idiot in charge here in Michigan, Governor Whitmer, went up in front of the whole state. Everybody was watching this press conference because they were waiting for her to shut stuff down. This was the racist conference, that everybody was a racist. There's so much racial disparity in the event of COVID, whatever. Blocked it out. But she told everybody in the state, listen, if you're wearing a mask and you see someone not wearing a mask, you confront them. You engage them. Well, here in Michigan, the first day that it was mandated that indoor businesses and in large groups of people outside, which she has never clarified what consists of a large group, 2, 4, 20, 50, 80, nobody knows. So nobody knows what a large group is, but we're going to focus on the indoor businesses now. The first day that this went into effect, in Lansing, a man went into, I believe it was what they call a quality dairy. It's kind of like a 7-Eleven. It's a convenience store. It's in the Lansing and surrounding areas. There's a bunch of them in that area. This man went in without a mask. Well, because the governor has told these businesses, you must enforce this, they're making these employees their cops now. They are there to enforce her quote-unquote law, which is not a law. It's an executive order. It's a mandate. It holds no weight in court. But regardless, they wouldn't let the man in. As he was walking out, an older man got in this man's face and started chastising him for not wearing a mask. Now, this is from our governor. Engage. Confront these people not wearing a mask. Now, this is where I draw the line. This man, who was not wearing a mask, stabbed the older gentleman who was getting on his case for not wearing a mask. I do not condone that. Well, the cops were called. The cops came in, and the man went after the policewoman with a knife and tried to stab her. That police officer, shots fired, shot him and killed him. So, first off, if the mask mandate was never implemented, this would not be an issue. I am a firm believer that if the governor would not have encouraged her minions to engage and confront those without wearing that were not wearing a mask, this would have never happened. Now, I can guarantee you lawsuits are going to come hot and heavy. Now, I've looked at the video. I've seen the video. It's not a good video, but it's a body cam video. This guy, he's charging at her with a knife. Every right for this policewoman to defend herself all day long. The media will not tell you that. The media is just going to cut to when she shoots him. Oh, black man, unarmed, didn't see the knife, unarmed black man shot by female white officer. Again, we're going to put black in there, we're going to put white in there, instead of armed man charging policewoman, shot and killed. That would be the headline, and that would clear up everything. But no, we can't do that. We've got to put unarmed, black, police officer, guns down, and while we're at it, let's put white female, because it's not one thing to be white, but she's a female, so that makes it 10 times worse. Now, looking at the video, I will tell you one thing that bothers me. This guy's coming at her. She draws her gun. She fires at him. Literally 10 rounds are fired. This guy gets hit, and she's backing up because this guy was charging. This guy drops to his knees, and he's hurt. He's hurt bad. My issue is, and this is where this officer is going to get into some pretty serious legal trouble, is while he's down on his hands and knees, obviously in pain, obviously no longer a threat, she is charging at him with her gun drawn and fires more rounds at him, knocks him out, kills him. That's going to be her downfall. To me, that was a little excessive. But let's put yourself in this situation. You've got a guy who's coming at you, charging you with a knife. And in the video, you can find this on the internet. In the video, you can see that he grabs her arm and he's swinging at it with the knife. And she pulls her arm away, grabs the gun, and starts shooting. Now, granted, the first couple shots did not hit him, but he kept coming. So she finally gets her range and finally puts a couple bullets in him, and he stops and he drops down. At that point, many of us are saying, oh, you should have stopped, you should have stopped, you should have stopped. However, you've got adrenaline going through you. You have a guy that was just trying to take your life. At this point, I can honestly say it's human nature to not be thinking 100% clearly. This guy, you know what? I don't agree with what he did. You know what? He shouldn't have stabbed the old guy. He shouldn't have gone after the officer. But he brought it on himself. If he would have just said, okay, I'm not wearing a mask. You didn't let me in. Oh, well, I'll go to a store that does let me in without a mask. I wouldn't be talking about this segment. I'd be scrambling to find something else to talk about. But this is what we're boiling down to. Christine in Nevada sounds like they're dealing with the same thing. We are, and ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing right now what communism, what socialism is like. We might not think it's a big deal to put a mask on. And listen, I've heard it all from these mask wearers. Oh, you guys are just, you're crazy. You're conspiracy theorists. You're alt-right. You guys are all Trump supporters who think the world is out to get them. Well, there's a reason for that. Because conservatives, and I'm going to be dead honest with you. I 150% believe this. Conservatives, Republicans, and some independents. We take the time to learn history. We take the time to learn what is going on around us. We aren't just blindly saying no masks. We aren't blindly saying Epstein didn't kill himself. We aren't blindly saying Hillary Clinton's a crook and a half. We've done the research. We've done the reading. We've taken the time. We've done 10 million times more than any of these people that are chastising and criticizing us have ever done in their lives. So when we say that this is like what it's going to be like when socialism takes over, we're speaking from what we've read, what we understand. You are being told what to do. You are being told where you can go. You are being told you can't go here unless you comply with my orders. Literally, that should scare the living daylights out of everybody that just heard those sentiments. I'm going to say them again. Whether you're in Michigan, California, North Carolina, Colorado, Nevada, wherever you have a mask mandate, know this. This is what power-hungry government looks like. This is socialism at its finest. And this is why I am opposed to this, because there is no reason that you have to make everyone wear a mask. None whatsoever. If there are people in this world that are so deadly afraid of catching coronavirus that they are going to mandate everyone to wear a mask, then those people who are so afraid need to stay home. Let the rest of us who are not afraid of catching it, we may get it, we may, but there's a 99.2% chance that we are going to survive what we have contracted. I personally think I've already got it. I survived. I don't know if I can get it again because, again, everybody's telling me different things. Yes, you can get it twice and the second time's deadlier. Or, no, this is just like the flu. Once you get it, your body has an immune system built into it. It can fight it off now. It has the antibodies. Which makes sense because now they're looking at antibody tests. Oh, yeah, you've already had it. Okay, can I get it again? I don't know. Only one way to find out. If you're that afraid, stay home. Let the rest of us live our lives. But again, we are being force-fed communism, socialism, down our throats. We are being told, listen, if you don't wear a mask because of my orders in my state of Michigan, in Nevada, California, North Carolina, Colorado, you can put wherever you have these mask mandates and put that governor in your head. Because of my orders, I am denying you the ability to shop. I'm denying you the ability to get your car fixed. I'm denying you the ability to go mail that mail that letter. I'm denying the ability for you to have a free will and a free life. Because in the case of my illustrious governor, she's basing her decisions on science and facts. Well, let's look at those science and facts, because there today, there is a lot of news coming out all of a sudden that these numbers, all these skyrocketing numbers, are being fudged. In Florida, where the surge is being enamored by the media, everybody looks at Florida as the reason we shouldn't open up, the debacle that the Republican governors did. It's just a mess if you listen to the news down in Florida. Well, I have a lot of listeners down in Florida. I have friends that work in the healthcare industry at major hospitals in and around Florida. And look, the Ground Zero reports are reporting that these hospitals are not being inundated. There are some hospitals that have zero COVID patients. But if you listen to the news, hospitalizations are up. Because the reason for that is because at first it was cases are up. The cases are up by 15,000 today. The cases are up by 12,000 today. And people were like, well, yeah, they're going to be up because you're testing more. And if you test more, you're going to find more positives. So people were starting to realize that that's not that big of a deal. So then they had to say, well, the hospitalizations and the deaths are up. And I'm getting all these healthcare professionals in Florida telling me, no, that's not really the case at my hospital. And I'm getting them from all over in southern Florida, Tampa, Orlando, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, in the Keys. I'm getting these healthcare officials telling me, no, this is not what's happening. Well, then today I got a report saying that 32 labs, 32 COVID testing labs in Florida have a 100% coronavirus positive rate. So far beyond impossible, it's not even funny. So the question is, why would Florida, who is a governor or whose governor is a Republican, it's a Republican-run state, why would they be fudging the numbers? And the answer is simple. The Republican National Convention is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida, this year. They want to stop that. The Democrats are going to do any and everything in their power to stop conventions and to stop debates with Biden and Trump, because they know if Trump and Biden get on stage together, Biden can't do it. There's no way he cannot be without his teleprompter. He cannot handle more than a half hour of softball questions. Trump will eat him alive. So they have to fudge the numbers. I guarantee you, if you look at these 32 places that are conducting COVID tests, that are 100%, every single one of those people that were tested, all they automatically have COVID. Every single one of them is in a democratically controlled county or area. Guaranteed. Somebody, please do the research for me. I don't have time. Somebody's got to do the research and somebody knows the answer. I guarantee you, if you look at where these 100% coronavirus positive tests are coming from, they're all in democratically controlled counties and democratically controlled cities, because they have to find a way to stop Donald Trump from having his convention and stop him from being able to debate Joe Biden in front of a national audience, because they know what's going to happen. Done, Joe Biden. So they're going to fudge the numbers. But let's look into this a little deeper, okay? So right now, I have people all across the country emailing me. And a lot of them, apparently this was a Facebook thing, but there was a young woman by the name of Bonnie, and I'll just call her Bonnie W. She posted on Facebook, "So I went to my appointment to take the COVID-19 test. They were taking too long, so I left. Never tested nothing. She did not have a COVID test. She said, why these MFs call me and tell me my test came back positive? How, when I was never tested?" This is not the first time I've heard this. Now, you may have heard the story of my neighbor, our good friend, who was going in for shoulder surgery. And prior to any surgery here in Michigan, and I'm sure it's that way everywhere across the country, you have to have a COVID test. She had a COVID test. It came back positive. Oh my gosh, I was just with her Saturday. She had the test Monday. Oh my gosh, do I have to quarantine myself? What's going on? So she had another test. That test came back negative. It was a false positive on that Monday test. So she's like, what do I believe? So she had a third test. They called her on the day before her surgery and said, we need to reschedule your surgery because you tested positive for COVID. She says, no, I didn't. I've had three tests. Two were negative. One was positive. The first one was a false positive. Do you understand? Listen to this. All the negative tests that she took were no longer in her file. There was no record of her ever taking them. She requested to see her file. Nothing. It was just the positive COVID test. So in the Shiawassee County, the state of Michigan health system, that's a COVID test. That's a positive COVID test. How many other people are like that out there? I've asked you this before, and I will ask you this again. If this was truly a pandemic, if this is truly something we really, truly need to worry about, why do you have to fudge the numbers? You shouldn't. You should be able to call the numbers out for what they are and say, either we're going up or down. But let it be legitimate. In Michigan, I guarantee you, that you're going to find exactly what you found in Florida. And again, why this is not on the mainstream media, I don't know. Well, I do know, but it should infuriate you. We're going to talk about Donald Trump wore a mask today. Oh my gosh, breaking news. Donald Trump wears a mask for the first time. Coronavirus is spreading. Donald Trump wore a mask. No. The headline should be Florida labs skewing numbers of coronavirus. Speaking, and Wow, I'm going really long on this coronavirus thing, but this is important. We need to know this because, honestly, this is turning out to be the biggest false flag incident in the last 50, 100 years, maybe ever, for what it's doing to America. Let's look at this. Today, MLive, which is a Michigan Live type thing, it's a news organization that has an internet site. They had an article out that says, and I'm not kidding, this is the name, the headline on the article. So MLive puts an article out. The headline is 5 Reasons Why Summer Parties Are Spiking Coronavirus Numbers When Protests Didn't. And here in Michigan over the 4th of July, I'm guilty of this. I had a get-together. We had probably 40, 50 people over. I don't care. In Shiawassee County, there was no coronavirus cases. Everybody here was from Shiawassee County except some of my family that was from Saginaw area. Didn't care about it. Nobody's sick. Everybody's fine. The biggest issue we had is now my pool liner has a hole in it somewhere that I can't find, because at one time there was 43 people sitting in my pool because it was 95 degrees that day and everybody was freaking hot. It was a blast. But all across this state, people were having get-togethers. This state is full of lakes, okay? Torch Lake, Diamond Lake, they had multiple people. And some of those people contracted coronavirus. They're teenagers. Guess what? They don't have any symptoms. There's no symptoms whatsoever. But because somebody had coronavirus and they got tested, now they had the quote-unquote contact tracing where, oh, who were you with? Oh, I was with this person. I was with this person. So they call those people. Well, I was with this person and this person. Then they test them. Oh, you're positive. Are they really? Are they really positive? July 4th, there was no mandate whatsoever about get-togethers outdoors. Well, the reason for that is because Gretchen Whitmer, our governor, had to have her last hurrah in the northern part of Michigan over the 4th of July weekend. And then we're just going to close things down. No large gatherings now. I've had mine. I'm good. But over the 4th, there was no mandate. There was no executive order about having large get-togethers. So right now, Diamond Lake, it's in Cass City in the thumb of Michigan. If you put up your left hand and hold it up like the state of Michigan, it's in the thumb area. There is somebody there who organized a big beach party. Cool. It's the 4th of July. There's people all over the place. Now the government wants to set a special prosecutor up to go after this guy. For what? Again, this is communism. This is socialism to a T. There is no mandate. She doesn't have an executive order. But because your little get-together supposedly created some people with coronavirus, now you are going to be arrested, you are going to be fined, and face possible jail time? Are you kidding me? This is what these people are arguing for. These people that wear masks, these people that want to shut down the state. They want their government to tell them what they can and can't do. Honestly, this makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, this is the same government that is letting criminals go free. You know, oh, well, we may have coronavirus in this prison, so we've got to let these prisoners go free. But we're gonna fine and possibly press charges against people who are not wearing masks. This is the lunacy that we are dealing with, people, and nobody seems to understand it. How is this going on? How are there not millions and millions and millions of people stepping up and saying wrong? Well, the answer is they're the silent majority, and I'm hoping the silent majority comes out on November 3rd. I really, really, really do. Because right now, we are right on the edge. It's a razor's edge of whether or not this country survives this assault on itself. Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, the people that he is talking about is the left. They have no qualms. They have no, don't give it a second thought about destroying this country in order for them to retain power.
That's where we are in this country. Look at everything they've done over the past almost 4 years to try and remove Donald Trump from office. Russian collusion, false counting, Jill Stein and her, you know, recounts. Russian collusion, impeachment, the coronavirus, they've gone after him nonstop. If that doesn't tell any Democrat listening to this show that this is all a joke, this is all a sham, it's just another ploy to get rid of Donald Trump, then you're blind and you're falling for it. And you're getting a first-hand account of what communism and socialism is about. But the problem is, once it's here, it doesn't go away. It only gets worse. Because when it's here, we lose our guns. We lose our right to defend ourselves. Therefore, the government is all-powerful. And the government controls everything we say, everything we do, if they don't like what we say or what they do, because we have no way to defend ourselves. Well, it's just like Soviet Russia. We end up all of a sudden missing, never to be seen again. But yet, this is what the younger generation, this is what these idiots on the left are clamoring for. You know what? My answer to that is, listen, you want to go see what it's really like to live in a socialist country? Go to Venezuela. Let me know how you like it. If you really like it, come back. Come back and say, this is what we need here in America, and I'll listen to you. But I guarantee you go down there, you spend some time in Venezuela and see what it's really like when the government controls every aspect of your life. And if the government doesn't like what you're doing, they find a way to quiet you up. Either by taking you out, taking a family member out. You know, it's just business. It's just business. It's government business. We don't like to be looked down upon. We don't like to have bad things said about us. This is where we are in Michigan. You know, Gretchen Whitmer, she takes a personal offense if somebody even talks about recalling her or stopping her mandates or her executive orders. She takes that as a personal attack. Well, it's not how things are done. This is how it's done in third world countries where there's no republic, where there's no say by the people. I mean, honestly, think about it. Why would you give somebody control of your life? What gives the government the right to control your life? I mean, honestly, how could you like that? How could you want that? One reason. You want the government to give you everything. You don't want to work for it. You don't want to better yourself. You just want everything handed to you. There is a clear-cut difference between the left and the right. The right want to work hard for their money and want the chance to better themselves. If they work harder, they make more money. They make a better life for themselves and their family. The left, they want to just skate on by. They want everything given to them. Now there is a fight in this country as to how that's going to be. It is scary. Very, very scary how close we are to being pushed off that edge. A couple more things about this coronavirus thing. President Trump has now mandated that all of the hospitals and all of these testing areas not go through the CDC. Now all of their results go straight to Washington. And of course the Democrats are saying, oh, that's so they can manipulate the numbers. Come on, stop that, stop that. Well, we know the CDC is looking at these numbers and manipulating them. In The Atlantic, which is a liberal rag magazine, there is proof, they found proof, that the CDC is taking the positive cases. If you tested positive, you go into the positive pile. Great, perfect, good. However, they've also found through independent research and independent investigating, I know journalists today, investigation? No, that's not a thing. We go by anonymous sources now. Give it to The Atlantic. I've never thought I would say, good job, The Atlantic, but good job. You did some investigative reporting, and they found that not only are the positives in the positive pile, however, if you tested positive for the antibodies, in other words, you had coronavirus in the past, you don't have it now, you're positive. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, 50 to 60% of this country has already had the coronavirus, either didn't know it, thought they had a cold, thought they had the flu, thought it was allergies. Guaranteed, at least 50 to 60% of the people. You are going to have these numbers skyrocket because of that. And it's all about taking Trump out. So the reason Donald Trump is saying, nope, do not report him to the CDC, because Donald Trump knows that there's something up. Listen, Donald Trump's not stupid. He may be stupid as hell when he tweets, and he may say some stupid things, but he's not stupid. He's a very intelligent man. And for him to go out there and chastise the CDC, just completely get out of the WHO, and tell us all that this isn't as bad as we're being told. These numbers are being fudged. He knows something. He's not telling us because he knows that the press will completely manipulate it. So he plays the game. And he says, okay, you want to do that? You now report directly to Washington. You're not going to have these numbers manipulated by the CDC. We're going to go right to Washington. Any positive test? Positive. Any negative test? Negative. And you watch, the numbers are going to come down. But here's the other issue. Is I received an email from a nurse in Colorado. And she says, Tom, I'm a little confused. I listened to your show. I posted this on Facebook. It kind of went viral. But I wanted to give you firsthand knowledge of this. She said, and I won't give her name. She didn't want me to give her name. She didn't put her name specifically on the Facebook post. But she said, listen, I've been noticing in Colorado that the numbers are skyrocketing, but I don't see the proof at the hospital I work at. So what I did is I pretended to swab a couple people and send those tests, which never touched anybody, did not go to anybody. They were just straight up out of the bag into the test kit, sent off. Never had any contact with coronavirus. Tom, every one of them tested positive for coronavirus. So one of two things is happening. Either these tests are already laced with coronavirus, or whoever is doing the testing is manipulating the numbers. Either way, it is a very scary situation. This past weekend, last Saturday, I sat down and I had a long conversation with a dear friend of ours. She is a doctor. She is the one that had to make the call to me at work to tell me my wife has stage 4 liver cancer. She said it's one of the worst things she's ever had to do, and I concur. That was easily the worst day I've ever had. But we sat and talked about COVID, and she said, you know what, Tom? It's a joke. It's not that bad. It's the cold. It's the flu. The problem is, and I've said this so many times, and it's so nice to hear it from another person. She said the problem is now they have set to where if anything they don't feel comfortable with virus-wise comes out, everything can be locked down. And it's true, because we got locked down March, April, May, early June. Then we got released. We got let go. Go have fun. Oh, wait a minute. The virus is coming back. They have no qualms. In the drop of a hat, we are locked down again. We have now accepted that as our reality. If we get a virus, we're going to get locked down. We've accepted that. There's no reason to accept that. None whatsoever. This is government control. You can call me an anarchist. You can call me a fringe lunatic. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't care. I have done the research. I know what happened. This is exactly what happened in Russia under Stalin, in Germany under Hitler, and in China under Mao Zedong. It has been proven throughout history that oppressive, tyrannical governments, they disable or disarm their people and then slaughter them. And that's exactly what happened in Russia. That's exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. That's exactly what happened in China. It happened in North Korea. It's happened in Venezuela, Cuba. Everywhere where you see socialism, that's what happens. But socialism's a grand idea, apparently. It's time for the silent majority to take a stand. And if you want to be silent until November 3rd, that's fine. I'm good with that. But November 3rd, you better get your behind out to that voting booth. I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump. You need to vote against socialism, because I'm telling you right now, absolutely telling you right now, if Joe Biden gets into the presidency, if he is elected president, our country's gone. I was worried about my grandchildren, what kind of world, what kind of country they're going to grow up in. It's now, I'm worried about my children, because I'm going to sit my grandchildren on my lap and say, you know, when I was younger, I was able to go to the store, I was able to go to the beach, I had a job, I had a car, I could do whatever I want, and those kids are going to look at me like I lived in fantasy land. That's what we're up against. And too many people are just saying, well, you know, this is kind of nice. I get $600 extra a week. How long you think that's going to last? Because it ends this month, because the money's drying out. You can't live forever without working. You have to work. And why would you not want to work? How much of a lowlife are you if you don't want to work to better yourself? You know, I've been there. I've been in jobs where, you know, I struggle to get by. But you know what? I always had the opportunity to better myself. And I did. I quit that job. And I went to this job. Made a little bit more money. Got experience in this job. Then I went to this job. Made a little bit more money. But I got management experience in this job. Then my options open up. And then I go here. And then I go here. And then I go here. And now I'm at a job that I love. You know, I'm not making a millionaire salary, but at this point, you know, the COVID thing really, really took a toll. But we're back to normal now, kind of. And I'm not saying I'm a millionaire. I'm not saying I'm well off, but I'm paying my bills again. And for those of you who have donated to the Patreon account, and for those of you who have donated through PayPal, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have helped out tremendously. You have allowed this show to stay on air, because trust me, if I didn't receive any donations, this show would not have been on during the pandemic. But back to what I was saying, it amazes me, absolutely amazes me. I have my son, my family members who are all aboard this socialism thing, but there's a common thread. Most of them, they don't want to work. They just want to sit back and collect their minimum wage paycheck, get their food stamps, you know, make more because I work harder. Well, eventually that's going to stop, because I'm not going to want to work harder, because every time I work harder, more gets taken out of me to support the person that doesn't want to work at all. And you're going to see a trend on that. If you don't think this election, and trust me, every year you hear it, every election cycle you hear it, oh, this is the most important election in American history. I'm telling you right now, we are at the edge of the cliff. We are standing in the Republic right now, where the people have a voice, where we have freedoms. We are at the point where if we vote for Biden and the Democrats, we jump off the ledge. So this show that was going to be all over the board has apparently been all about COVID and government control. Well, I think it might be about time to take a break now. So what I want you to do is sit back, relax, open that mind. When we come back, we're not going to talk about any government control. We're not going to talk about COVID. I honestly have no idea what I'm going to talk about, because this show had so many topics that I just completely ignored. I'll pick a couple and we'll go from there. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Continue to listen. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. Hearing voices up ahead, you.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
Hey, everybody. You've heard him on the show. Listen to him on his own show. J. Miles and Vanishing Gates. If you haven't listened to Vanishing Gates yet, do yourself a favor and do so. If you like the paranormal, the supernatural, true crime, you owe it to yourself to listen to J. Miles and Vanishing Gates. You heard him on this show. just giving out his wisdom for free. He does it for you also on Vanishing Gates. Again, if you like the paranormal, if you like the supernatural, or you like true crime, you owe it to yourself to listen to Vanishing Gates with Jay Miles. And you can be rest assured, it's Paranormal Patriot approved. Okay, so this is not exactly how I meant for the show to go, but you know what? As I said before, this, what I've talked about in the first three quarters of this show, is extremely important. People need to hear this. The silent majority that are in this country need to hear it. But, ladies and gentlemen, other things happened in the world besides COVID and government control. For example, did you know that Wayfair was selling $100 to $200 cabinets for $12,000 to $14,000? Those same cabinets were named after missing children. But when someone made the connection to Kyla Coleman, who was a 16-year-old missing from Cleveland, all those cabinets they were charging thousands of dollars for, mysteriously deleted off their website, including the one named Kyla. Now, that was just a few days ago, and just yesterday, the CEO of Wayfair decided to step down? Is that not odd? There is a huge, huge child trafficking pedophilia ring in this country. We don't want to talk about it because it's too taboo, and, you know, the left and the media are too busy making pedophilia okay to the masses. But Jeffrey Epstein, who we know is a very high-up man with connections to some of the most powerful people, is also a pedophile, and he was involved in the secret ring that the government labeled Pizzagate. Now, I know what you're saying. I thought it too when I heard Pizzagate. What a bunch of jokes. But honestly, doing the research, and that's a key. When you start looking into this stuff, you will realize that Pizzagate actually existed. Now, here's why you saw the memes about Jeffrey Epstein, because I'm sure a lot of you don't know. Jeffrey's flight logs on his private jet had some very high names on it, from Tom Hanks to Bill Clinton. Epstein had agreed to testify in court exposing Pizzagate, the Hollywood sex trafficking ring that celebrities like Tom Hanks are a part of. But it's not only Hollywood. Many politicians are also into this sick stuff. But now I can hear it. I can hear you already. Tom, you know, you're laying claims on Tom Hanks. Everybody loves Tom Hanks and Bill Clinton and Wayfair. Where's your proof? Well, why don't you go research the emails that didn't get exposed from Hillary Clinton's files? You can find them. WikiLeaks has released them. They are legit emails. You're not hearing about it in the mainstream media. Many of those emails, even some to Barack Obama, all had talk of different kinds of quote-unquote pizza. How to deliver the pizza without any attention being drawn, shipping pizza to different countries for thousands of dollars. You can't make this stuff up. I wish I was that creative, but Epstein was prepared to expose all of this. That's why he was killed. He did not kill himself. You see all these memes out there. It's true. He was, for lack of a better word, assassinated. He was assassinated by those people on his dossier, his flight log, even his payroll, who were all afraid of getting exposed. Honestly, ask yourself this and be very, very honest with yourself. How does a man on a 24-hour suicide watch with no access to rope, shoestrings, any sharp or plastic objects, guarded by two human security guards, still manage to kill himself? Oh, and the security footage from the time of his suicide, it just magically disappeared. It's at that point when people started to realize that this wasn't some movie-driven conspiracy. This is what I'm actually saying holds value and has piles and piles of evidence to back it up. But nobody wants to look at that. Nobody wants to look at that. They just want to call you, who believe Epstein didn't kill himself, you're a conspiracy nut. You're crazy. We have done the research. Look at that. The security footage, I told you before Epstein even killed himself that he is going to die and the films are going to be just gone. They're not going to be there anymore. You're not going to see it. 100% right before. Epstein's ex-lover is now in custody. She is ready to cooperate and expose the truth, just like he was. The scary part about that is she is now, as of this week, on quote-unquote suicide watch. So if she goes missing or ends up dead, it's only going to confirm everything that I just said and what a lot of people believe. So either way, one of our biggest moments in our generation of history is about to happen, and no one is talking about it. The government and Hollywood have been selling and sex trafficking children for decades now. It is on the precipice of being blown wide open. The media, who honestly are complicit in this, in politicians left and right, Hollywood elites, the Tom Hanks, the Kevin Spaceys, oh, there's a shock, Kevin Spaceys of the world, the George Clooneys, the John Legends, the list goes on and on. I mean, everybody you loved in Hollywood is probably implemented in this, and they are scared to death. Because Gisele Maxwell, I think that's how you pronounce her first name, Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, is in federal custody. She is in federal custody of an FBI that is not crooked anymore. She is in federal custody, and she is willing to talk. If you start seeing people die, if you start seeing people leave the country, you know why. Because they are ready to be put down. I'm not a, you know, I was a big believer in this Q thing. And then I faltered a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I'm seeing, you know, everybody's telling me Hanks is dead. Oprah's been killed. Obama, Clinton's already been killed. Hillary Clinton has a double. I'm like, this, okay. I'll believe a lot of things, but I can't even believe that. But the one present, one constant is that things are happening. That Donald Trump, when he says he's fighting a war, it's not a war against coronavirus. It's a war against the sex traffickers and the pedophiliacs. If that's a word. I don't even know what you call them. Pedophilia? I don't know. The sick bastards, we'll call them, that are basically running this country. Joe Biden's one of them. You know, I got called a white supremacist the other day because I wanted to vote for Donald Trump. So I asked, are you going to vote for Joe Biden? Yeah. Well, you're a pedophile. No. Why? Because I'm not. Well, I'm not a white supremacist, but you're voting for Trump. Okay. Joe Biden is a pedophile. So that makes you a pedophile. No, he's not a pedophile. Well, Donald Trump's not a white supremacist. Yes, he is. Well, Joe Biden's a pedophile. No, he's not. And it went on. And it got to the point where I'm just like, I can't have this conversation with you. I'm losing IQ points as I talk to you. That's how a conversation with these leftists go. It's their way or no way. And if you prove a point, they just say nope. Or they'll come back and start calling you names and start raising their voice more. It's infuriating. But it's exciting in a way that Miss Maxwell has been caught and she's in custody. Things may happen if she survives this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say she didn't kill herself. Just throwing that out there. The last thing I want to talk about is John Durham and his report, this Russian collusion report. I've heard it since December that it's going to be out soon, going to be out soon, going to be out soon. I heard within the next couple weeks. To be honest with you, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see this in September, October. This will be your October surprise, is the John Durham report. And this is going to have a ton of indictments. And I'm not talking Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. I'm talking Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Joe Biden's going to be involved in this. It is going to be earth-shattering. I've thought this from the get-go. And the longer this goes on, the more I think they're building a case. So don't be surprised in September or October if you see all these leftist politicians that you love being indicted on crimes against the country, basically treason. What is The View going to do there? How are they going to spin that? I can't wait to see Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg's head explode because they can't spin this into a Donald Trump conspiracy. The evidence is before you. Apparently, Miss Maxwell has not only proof, but video proof that this happened. Prince Andrew is going to die soon. He's going to have a tragic hot air balloon accident or something because the royals are not going to want this out, and they have the proof. It's going to be exciting. I think you're going to see it at September, October. You heard it here on July 15th. July 15th, 2020 from the Paranormal Patriot. Mark that in your calendars. All right, everybody, that'll be the show. I do apologize. This is not the show I intended, but again, everything I talked about, extremely, extremely important. We need to know this because we are now being controlled, and we are just mindless drones letting our government control us. It's not going to happen with me. I will abide by the mask rule in our small businesses, in our local businesses, because I don't want to get them in trouble. It's not because I think masks help. Honestly, I bought a mask just, Christine. I did order a mask from Etsy. This mask is as useless as our governor. Thank you for the heads up. But I did get a mask. It's one of those gator neck masks. It has an alien, like I said. I did put that on. It does nothing. It will not protect me in any way, shape, or form. That was by design. That's how I feel about it. So, you know, next week's show is going to be another short show. I'm not going to have a lot of time to do some research, so I really need your help on this one, guys. Any topic you want me to talk about, email me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me. Give me a show idea because in these short weeks, I mean, Michelle this past week, my wife, was at appointment after appointment after appointment getting ready for the PRRT, the next treatment that she's got to have. So it's been a crazy week. This coming week is going to be crazy because we're going to be gone this weekend. I'm not going to deny her having fun. I'm just not going to do it. Monday, we go back down to Detroit. We have to talk to the radiation oncologist and another, I don't even know who we're talking about the second time, but he's going to inform us what is going to happen, what we can expect, what the side effects are going to be, how to handle the side effects, what I need to do to help her when she's struggling. And then we have to get ready because we're leaving Friday for Tequamanon. And, you know, she's looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm going to have a very, very, very small window of time to do a show. I may or may not have an option or an idea of what to do on that show. So I need your help. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Send me your show ideas. Please, again, continue to send me your thoughts on the mask. It's crazy here in Michigan. People are getting attacked. People are getting killed because our governor has told these people that are wearing masks, engage, confront those people, make them wear a mask. As far as I'm concerned, she's inciting violence. You know, it'll never happen. It'll never be convicted because she's the illustrious governor. Let me know what you think. Again, contact me for anything. Ghostseeker4@charter.net. Hey, Harvey, with his show Satire Is Not Dead, you heard the ad on the second break here. If you want to hear your ad, your show being promoted on my show, send me a clip. Say, Tom, hey, can you promote this for me? I'm going to have Harvey on this show pretty darn quick when everything calms down, probably in August. Listen to his show, Satire Is Not Dead. It's a really, really good show. Harvey's from the South, as he said, not from the deep South, like Georgia, Alabama, Florida. He's not that far south, but I mean, just story time for him. Satire Is Not Dead. Good show. Harvey, nice job. Go listen to it. Satire Is Not Dead. I found it on Stitcher.com. He lists his other site where he hosts from, so go to that. Give him some listens. But contact me. Let me know what you want to hear. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. All right. That'll be it today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you learned something you need to make your voice heard. I want you to sit back this week. I want you to open your mind, and I want you to relax. Just relax. There's so much stress in the world. Just relax. And know that the Paranormal Patriot has got your back, and he will take the problems of this world and the problems in this country, and he will look at them, and he will analyze them, and he will construct them, and he will tell you what the solution is. All I ask is you sit back, relax, open that mind. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I have been your gracious host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Contact me, GhostSeeker4@charter.net, for anything you want to hear. I will be more than happy to play your show idea. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Thanks for listening this week. I will be back sometime next week. I'm going to try and get that show posted as early as possible. Maybe if I can post it on Sunday, I will. I don't think I can, but just look for the show. I will post it on Facebook. I'll post it on Podbean. I'll post it on everywhere you listen to podcasts. Just listen to the show. Share the show. Tell your friends about the show. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Contact me with anything you want to hear about. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I am your host, signing off. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for listening. Stop. I said I wanna be on top. I said I wanna be a queen. Wearing diamonds, you don't wanna be.